You're listening to Afterthoughts, a belly dance podcast blog by Layla Najma with voiceover by Barbara Marville Kelly. For free videos, DVDs, books, and apps, go to layla-najma.com. Now here's Afterthoughts.
Back to the future. Dance is the old mistress of poetic realism. Without her, my life would have been an abstract smudge devoid of any detailed brilliance. Layla Najma. This year, May of 2016, marks 30 years of living, breathing, and dreaming belly dance. Sometimes I can't believe belly dance has been a part of my life, for more than half of my life, because in some ways it flew by within a blink of an eye, and in other ways it's been a marriage slowed down by a quirky, harmonious contention. Belly dance is my celebrated and misunderstood oxymoron. Memory lane and diary moments always have a nostalgic twinge of emotion that paints the details of any particular moment in time with vivid colors. Sometimes, though, I like to look at my belly dance life as a shimmering black and white silent film. Some moments in life are felt with such passion that the memory is more like an obsessive allure that carries on a life of its own. The catch is not to become a mistress to the memories living solely in them while the present fades away and opportunities slip by. The multitude of faces that pass me by on my journey started to look like an ocean with an endless horizon of colored veils and sequins. I somehow became an island by necessity. 20 years into my dance, I saw the feminine image or the ideology of my gender as a twisted free branch that bared no fruit. I was exhausted by what I thought was a distorted reflection of what I had become. The tree became the symbol of my barren emotions that pulsed through my veins. This happened because I lived solely in my dance form, never the wiser or aware of the hidden dangers created by my own obsession. Our double-edged sword as dancers is our voracious appetite for the unrequited infamy that is always out of arm's reach. Its penalties price is evident by families left in the shadows, obscure not by choice, but more so by our fanatical calling. I am speaking from a dancer's perspective, making a living with my dance. Feast or famine, all true artists take the plunge submerged by their desired reverie. The artist must create a spark before he can make a fire and before art is born. The artist must be ready to be consumed by the fire of his own creation. August Roden. In the beginning of my dance journey, I never thought I would want to do anything else. It was a passion that kept me alive even when my personal relationships were falling apart around me. This is the hidden danger of an entertainer. We don't look where we are stepping because we are always running to the next gig, workshop, or show. Sometimes we trip over ourselves, impeding our pursuit of family happiness for the desired dreams that are just a stage away, seducing our senses with the dubious, fickle applause. The shadow and light display of my dance formed, played an important role in creating a three-dimensional, vibrantly illustrated history of my encumbered subsistence, because without the light, the shadows would have taken the depth of my light into a dark and muted world. I had lived as life as a cowgirl, medicine woman, and a gypsy way before belly dance came along and overshadowed them all. Belly dance was the one interest that always craved the most attention from me. The vibrant colors, the intoxicating smells, and the rhythmic sounds of another world enchanted me, and I followed her music like the Pied Piper. I believe as children we see the future of our interests within the archaic architecture and antiquated cultures around us. Curious surroundings to ingenious eyes are like surreal impressions on the mind. It's as if a time machine carries us to exotic lands, whispering to us with a resolute intent. Memories of such past lives remain with us, reminding us who we were at one time. The parallel aspects of these lives that we once lived is validated by the depth of our emotional reaction to specific cultures. My pulse started a rhythmic beat that followed the drums I heard when I was 16 at a Greek festival in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The dancers swirling around me merged into my memories, bringing back to life the past into the present. Belly dance is known for her savior qualities because many women, including myself, feel that at the most vulnerable times of our lives, she was our saving grace. This is because belly dance becomes the grandmother, mother, mentor, and sage to dancers at various points in their lives. The dramatic archetypes delving from deep despair to ecstatic elation. Belly dance is the feminine image that never falters, the sculpture that stands the tests of time. This eternal beauty is the comforting veil that women contentedly wrap themselves in. The dilemma becomes which type of comfort we embrace more, family or belly dance. Egypt is the mother, the goddess, that calls us to all come back home to her. Our dance is our unique way of answering her back. Sometimes my performances were that of an angry daughter, and other times the joyous progeny, but no matter what my response echoed, her reply was always an unwavering maternal call. She is our Gaia, the rooted mother reseeding and replenishing her gardens. Looking back at my beginning years is like looking back at the time capsule. It doesn't seem like that many years ago. I put my first hip scarf on. But when I look back at how many hip scarves I've gone through, I might as well be looking back centuries. My first hip scarf was my first and greatest joy, only to be outshone by my first costume. I can remember my emotions had a fantastical and impractical expectation to each and every piece of costume I bought. Piece by piece, I was completing my dream of looking like a belly dancer. After years of buying costumes, this feeling has never gone away. I am the black and white adaptation of my fairy tale. Sometimes I have appeared as the villain and others the heroine, Leila Najma. My favorite moments were always the solo performances because it was the only time I could get away with combining my personal philosophy on life and art. I've always felt that if a dancer doesn't perform her view and convictions of the world, then she is performing from a disadvantage. Belly dance, in the end, is about being true to self. I don't depend on outside or biased opinions for self-evaluation. I prefer to cultivate my own thoughts in nurturing environments. The environment outside the stage can be a precarious place to mature as a dancer. I stopped caring about what other people thought of me, and I started to dance my way with my original reply to belly dance echoing through my body. I became true to my art because there was no one else to follow. Today, I am authentic in my ideals of what my dance is. There are no more excuses. I dance my way, period. This comfort level is now in my performances. I dance just because. The best part about being a belly dancer is when the emotions and costumes come together. Leila Najma. I didn't make great friends belly dancing, but I learned great lessons instead. My journey was more personal, but I don't want to burst anyone's bubble. Make your dance what you want it to be. I have finally figured out after 30 years that my journey was about self-evaluation and overcoming insecurities that plagued me throughout most of my adult life. My bud finally opened up and I blossomed into a succulent flower that has weathered harsh conditions and flourished in hospital environments. What I came to understand is that those perfect imperfections didn't matter, at least not in the way I thought they did. Within my flower, not every petal matches, but that's what I like the most. They open up instinctively and in the way that they are wanted. The best secret I ever learned from belly dance is that our individual bloom never fades. As the years go by, it illuminates into an eternal flame. Great women throughout history understood that it's not through beauty alone that makes a difference, but intelligence and the audacious convictions to get ahead gracefully without losing their humanity. Femininity, the ageless and divine goddess, even in all her glory, can become haggard and outmoded without her empathetic virtues. To put simply, belly dance taught me how to be a woman. Her lessons became the ancient handbook tattered from years of use. The volumes of stories became a part of my journey, and as time went on, I too added my own. Each dancer keeps an archaic book of dance alive and current by adding their tales of adventures and mystery. It's a never-ending book. Dance just because. Live dance because you can, and dream the journey of dance because it is who you are. Good luck and blessings to all.
Thank you for listening to Afterthoughts, a belly dance podcast by Layla Najma with voiceover by Barbara Marville Kelly. For free videos, books, apps, and name your price video on demand, go to layla-najma.com. Thanks for listening.